Wanna Be the One to Walk in the Sun by Scintilla 10, read by X-Man Hater. Written for the prompt, 4-Way, and originally posted at the SPN plus SPN RPF fem/kink meme. It, kinda follows the prompt, but also kind of doesn't. Title from Cyndi Lauper, of course. It starts with too many pitchers of mojitos in the cool summer air of the patio, giggling and smiling and touching too much over the table. As the four of them pile into the cab, breathless with excitement, Adrian feels her blood singing through her body. She tucks herself in between Katie and Genevieve, and Katie throws her arm around her and leans her head on Adrian's shoulder. She's a warm, familiar weight pressed against Adrian's right side, and it's a shock how different every brush of Genevieve's arm and every twitch of her thigh is on Adrian's left. Daniil is on Jen's far side, and Adrian wishes fleetingly that she had the courage to reach across to touch her, too, for all three of them to be touching her skin at once. But it's taken enough of her liquid courage just to get in the car with them, and she spends the ride listening to their laughing banter and keeping a firm grip on Katie's thigh. Daniil and Genevieve's apartment is warm and cluttered and comfortingly familiar, but the way Daniil's gaze runs hot over them when she says, "Do you mind keeping yourselves busy for a few minutes, girls? We'll be right back," makes goose flesh ripple over Adrian's skin. "Don't be long," Katie murmurs, and her eyes flick from Daniil to Adrian. Her voice has a low, husky timbre to it that is one of Adrian's favorites. Daniil and Jen disappear into their bedroom, and Katie walks Adrian up against the wall by the kitchen door and presses her face into Adrian's neck. Her lips whisper over Adrian's collarbone and slide wet up her throat to her mouth, while her hands run over Adrian's ribs. Adrian slips her fingers under the waist of Katie's skirt to the soft skin underneath and closes her eyes. Right now, it's hard to think beyond the anticipation fluttering in her belly, knowing what's about to happen, what they're going to see, what they're going to feel. It's easy to let herself get lost in the shivery glow that accompanies Katie's warm touch and hot breath. Katie presses closer, her hair tickling Adrian's neck, and Adrian wraps an arm around her to keep her close. There's a soft noise, and she pulls away to see Genevieve in the doorway, watching them silently. She grins unrepentantly when she catches Adrian's gaze and cocks her head, disappearing back into the bedroom. "I think that's our cue," Adrian says into Katie's ear, snagging her hand. Katie steps back and then follows her easily, her free palm sliding over Adrian's ass as they go through the doorway. They've never been invited into Jen and Daniil's bedroom before, and crossing the threshold makes Adrian shiver. She's never done anything remotely like this in her life. She still can't quite believe she's standing here at all. Genevieve is shedding her clothes when they enter, but Daniil is nowhere to be seen. "Take a seat," Genevieve says, smiling at them, not the least bit self-conscious at standing in front of them in her bra. "The show's about to begin." She gestures to a blue-patterned chaise lounge that's been pulled away from the wall. Adrian tries to imagine it during the daytime, covered in clothes and accessories, the accumulated debris of the everyday. But right now, tonight, in the low light from the bedside lamp, it looks smooth and decadent and sensual. She sinks onto it, and Katie sits beside her, tangling their feet together and settling her hand between Adrian's shoulder blades, a reassuring weight. Genevieve unhooks her bra and drops it away from her body. Sucking in a breath, Adrian's eyes catch on the curve of her breasts, the smoothness of her skin, the dark tips of her nipples. Katie lets out a low moan next to her, and Adrian can feel its reverberations shudder across her skin. But Genevieve isn't drawing it out. This isn't the show, after all. She slithers out of her panties, too, revealing a small triangle of dark curly hair between her thighs, and climbs onto the bed. They wait for a long, drawn-out moment. Adrian counts time by the quick, panting breaths Katie makes in her ear, rough and turned on, hot on the skin of her neck. When Daniil appears in the doorway to the bathroom, she pauses for a moment, caught in the light of the open door. Katie's breath stutters, and Adrian feels her whole body seize up, everything winding impossibly tight and low in her gut. Daniil holds the pose calmly, apparently unconcerned by the way all eyes have turned on her, but Adrian's sure she loves every second of it. And damn, she has good reason. Daniil's gorgeous, and seeing her like this, completely naked, except for the black strap-on jutting proudly from between her thighs is God, it's brain-meltingly, thigh-clenchingly, heart-thumpingly good. She's watching them now, her eyes heavy-lidded, and Adrian wonders if she can tell how wet Adrian's underwear is already. Maybe she can even tell how many times Adrian imagined seeing her naked, how many times she fantasized about Daniil and Genevieve together, how many times she and Katie turned each other on by talking about what's about to happen right in front of them. Daniil looks like she knows, like she can see all of that, see everything down to Adrian's very soul. Adrian shivers with delight and fear and embarrassment and grips Katie's hand fiercely. Daniil turns her gaze to Genevieve, who smiles widely at her in return. Daniil stalks to the bed and Jen rises up on her knees to meet her. She has to lean down to kiss Daniil, and Adrian's jaw drops open and her breath catches in her throat as she watches the way Genevieve slants her mouth over Daniil's and the way her hands come up to grasp Daniil's head, fingers tangling in her long hair. Daniil's fingers dig into Genevieve's hips, her red nail polish brilliant against Jen's golden skin. She pushes her thick black cock against Jen's thighs, and Adrian can't take her eyes off the way Daniil's butt flexes with every thrust she makes. The black straps wrapping around her thighs are in just the right position to frame her perfect ass. Adrian is so caught up in the two women in front of her, she almost misses Katie shifting, so that she's pressed up against Adrian's back, with Adrian tucked in between her thighs. Adrian leans back into her helplessly, her spine curving into the shape of Katie's body. Katie makes a noise against the back of her neck, mutters, "You're wearing too many clothes," and pulls at Adrian's shirt until Adrian lifts her arms so Katie can tug it off. Katie shucks her own shirt as well, and her bra, and a moment later Adrian can feel Katie's breasts pressed tightly against her back, her nipples rubbing Adrian's skin just under her shoulder blades. "Lie down now, sweetheart," Daniil says, and Adrian's attention snaps abruptly back to the scene on the bed. Genevieve disentangles herself from Daniil and throws them a quick glance, a smirk on her lips, before moving to her hands and knees, facing the chaise where Adrian and Katie are sitting. Adrian gets a long look at Genevieve's breasts, hanging heavily between her arms before she sends another smoldering look at them and lowers herself to her elbows. The long, smooth slope of her back leads up to her ass, raised high in the air, and Daniil positions herself behind her. She doesn't make eye contact with Adrian or Katie. Her attention is focused solely on Genevieve spread out before her, sweet and gorgeous and inviting. She strokes her hand over Genevieve's ass and thighs, gently urging her legs apart just that little bit further. "Oh, fuck," Katie mutters. Adrian knows it has to do with the way Genevieve is spreading her legs wide and lowering her head so that her hair falls over her face. So perfectly fuckable. Adrian knows because, God, she can feel it too, her cunt pulsing with relentless throbbing heat, the cotton of her underwear scratching against her sensitive skin. She can't help moving her hips a little, clenching her thighs, and thrusting her ass back into the cradle of Katie's legs. "God, I knew you'd like that," Katie whispers, low in her ear. "I love how much you like that." Her hands slide up Adrian's stomach to cup her breasts, fingers spread just so to avoid her nipples. Katie squeezes gently, and Adrian arches compulsively into the touch. Every nerve in her body is alight, vivid and sizzling, and her nipples are stiff and aching. She lets out a moan and looks down to watch Katie's long fingers curling across her breasts, still carefully avoiding nipples that are just begging to be touched. "How are you so gorgeous?" Katie breathes, her lips on the skin of Adrian's throat. Adrian shakes her head and focuses her gaze on Katie's spread fingers, willing them to move just an inch. "Not yet," Katie says, and Adrian is embarrassed to hear a whimper come out of her mouth. "Watch first." Adrian drags her gaze obediently back to the bed in front of them. Daniil's hands are on Genevieve's hips, and she's rutting her plastic cock back and forth against Jen's cunt. Genevieve is making these sounds, soft, whimpering noises that make Adrian twitch and shiver in sympathy. Genevieve's whole body is begging wordlessly, opening herself shamelessly to Daniil. And, God, Adrian realizes in a sudden rush, she's opening herself to Adrian and Katie, too. Exposing herself so wantonly, so exquisitely for them. Daniil smooths a hand along Jen's spine to the curve of her neck, where her forehead is pressed against the bed. Like she's studying Jen, calming her. Adrian's mouth falls open a little as she watches Daniil's hand rest there on the back of Genevieve's neck, firm and steady, while she uses her other hand to slide her thick cock inside her. Adrian moans involuntarily. She reaches blindly backwards with her hand to grip the underside of Katie's thigh. "Please, oh, more, Danny, please," Genevieve says. Her voice sounds wrecked. Daniil starts fucking into her with slow, controlled thrusts, ignoring the way Genevieve starts wriggling underneath her, keeping the pace steady. The noises Genevieve is making now are loud, moans and cries and pleas, and her fingers clutch desperately into the sheets. "Oh my fucking God," Katie breathes out. Adrian can't make her throat form words to respond. Katie's one hand has abandoned her breast, and her fingers are on the buttons of Adrian's jeans. They delve into her panties to flutter lightly and teasingly against Adrian's hot, aching cunt. "God, you destroy me," Katie mutters, low, her lips and teeth grazing over Adrian's neck. Adrian moans in response, bucks her hips upwards into Katie's touch, pushes her breast into Katie's cupped hand, searching desperately for more friction. "That's my girl," Daniil says, her voice soft, but somehow filling the whole room with its reassurance. She's speaking to Genevieve, of course, who arches in pleasure at the praise, but Adrian thinks she could be speaking to her or Katie, too, all of them equally under her spell and responding to every move she makes. Judging by the confident look on her face, she thinks Daniil is well aware of this. She has to be. Daniil slides her hand from Genevieve's hip, out of Adrian's sight. But from the way Genevieve keens and bucks, a babble of words streaming out of her, incomprehensible, Adrian can imagine what Daniil's fingers are doing, rubbing confidently and rhythmically over Genevieve's swollen clit, stroking her sensitive lips where they're stretched wide around her thick cock, sliding the bright red tip of her finger inside Genevieve's cunt alongside the hard plastic cock she's using to fuck her. As if in tandem, Katie's fingers slither down to stroke over Adrian's outer lips, softly, gently, the light touch a maddening tease, constricted by her jeans. Adrian growls impatiently, her whole body flushed and aching. She wraps her fingers around Katie's wrist and tries to thrust up, to direct Katie's hand, to get some more pressure, a better rhythm, anything. Katie's breath sends shivers down her neck, and Adrian writhes against her. Her eyes are caught on the way Daniil fucks into Genevieve again and again, the way Genevieve strains to meet her, but every physical sensation in her body is attuned to the pressure of Katie's thighs and stroking fingers, now, finally, closing in on her clit, now rubbing circles against it, faster, harder. Adrian can feel her orgasm coiling low in her gut, in her thighs, in her cunt, ripples of electricity spreading through her body. Abruptly, Katie's other hand tightens on her breast, and two fingers pinch her tight, swollen nipple. As though the touch is a lightning rod, Adrian stiffens and arches into Katie's clever hands, pressing her open mouth against the side of Katie's neck, tasting sweat on her skin. She comes with a long, desperate moan, and, like an echo, she can hear Daniil let out an ah noise, and another tingling shudder racks her body at the thought of Daniil and Genevieve seeing her come apart on Katie's fingers. She's limp in Katie's arms, and her eyes are still closed when she hears Genevieve come. Adrian wrenches her eyes open to watch as Genevieve cries out and shudders, as Daniil strokes her hand soothingly over her trembling skin and whispers, loud enough for all of them to hear, "You are so perfect, sweetheart, coming on my big fat cock just like that." Katie shudders in sympathy too, her embrace slackening a little, and Adrian uses the distraction to twist out of Katie's arms and push her onto her back on the chaise lounge. Katie gasps at the maneuver and looks up at her with wide eyes and parted lips. Adrian can't stop herself, dropping her head to kiss her, pushing into Katie's mouth, tasting mint and lime on her tongue. She still can't quite believe Katie's here, that she agreed to this. But she is, and she did, and Adrian bites gently at her lip and strokes her hand down Katie's soft breasts. Katie moans into her mouth, her hand clutching at Adrian's hair, and grinds her hips up into Adrian's thigh. Katie's so gorgeous spread out underneath her, willing and eager and demanding, and Adrian loves her so much it hurts. She kisses her again, entangling her tongue with Katie's, nipping at her swollen bottom lip and stealing her breath. When she moves away from Katie's kiss-bitten mouth to look down her throat, Katie closes her eyes and throws her head back, her hair tinted gold in the lamplight, for all the world as though she's forgotten there's anyone else in the room. Adrian hasn't. She can tilt her head and still see Genevieve and Daniil on the bed. Daniil has taken off the strap-on, and the two of them are making out lazily against the headboard, watching Adrian and Katie. Adrian flushes. They were not the ones who were supposed to be on display tonight. There's a vast difference between voyeurism and exhibitionism. And Adrian never wanted to be center stage. She doesn't stop sucking a mark into Katie's pale throat, but her hand kneading Katie's breast suddenly feels humiliatingly awkward and clumsy and heavy with the weight of two extra gazes on it. As if Katie can feel her sudden reluctance, she pulls Adrian up. "We don't have to do anything you don't want," she whispers against Adrian's mouth, her lips brushing gently over Adrian's. "I just want you." But Adrian shakes her head a little and pulls back to look in Katie's eyes, steeling herself. This is what she wanted, what she and Katie wanted together, and she's going to embrace it with her whole body and her whole heart. She looks up again. Daniil is distractedly carting her hands through Genevieve's long dark hair, but Jen meets Adrian's gaze full on. Adrian feels that look skitter across her skin like wildfire, and she presses involuntarily against Katie's body. Genevieve smiles, mischievous and challenging, and raises her eyebrows as if to say, "Race ya." Then, before Adrian fully understands what that last look means, Genevieve pulls away from Daniil's hands, slithers down the bed, and drops her head between Daniil's thighs. Daniil's legs fall open and her lips part, and Adrian realizes she needs to play dirty if she wants to catch up. She drops her head to suck Katie's pretty pink nipple into her mouth. Katie gasps and twists underneath her, and Adrian lets her teeth graze lightly over the tip. She runs her hand down Katie's stomach, loving the way it flutters under her touch, letting her fingers trace gently over the curve of her hip bone. She doesn't linger long, though. She can hear Daniil panting on the other side of the room, a hot counterpart to Katie's labored breaths, rising and falling under Adrian's mouth and hands. The room seems smaller somehow, heavy with the scent of sweat and sex, and Adrian pushes Katie's skirt high up her legs and tugs her panties to the side to get at her pussy. She doesn't tease here either. Katie's cunt is hot and ready, swollen pink and wet, and she clenches tight around Adrian's fingers. Adrian's thumb rubs over Katie's sensitive clit, and Katie arches up into her and makes that kind of wrecked, broken-off noise that Adrian loves. It won't take long, not with the way Katie is already panting, melting and vibrating and open under her hands. Adrian spares a glance towards the bed and sees Daniil's hands threaded in Genevieve's dark hair. Daniil's tongue is peeking out the side of her open, kiss-flushed mouth, and, as if she can feel Adrian's gaze on her, she levels a smoldering look at the two of them. Adrian can't even begin to imagine how they look right now. She's half-draped over Katie's flung-out body, with her hand up Katie's skirt and her mouth on Katie's breast. It doesn't matter anymore that Daniil can watch them like this, though. Or, it's not that it doesn't matter, it's that it's hot. She licks her lips deliberately, and a thrill runs through her at the way Daniil's eyes narrow. Then Katie makes a sound deep in her throat that means she's close, that means she's ready to come any minute. And Adrian drops her head to close her teeth over Katie's swollen pink nipple, just as she thumbs over Katie's clit again and again. Katie's stunning when she comes, her voice high and breathy, her whole body stiffening and shuddering, before she melts on the chase, gasping Adrian's name. Katie turns drunkenly toward her, searching for her mouth, but she's still panting too hard to kiss properly. So Adrian turns Katie's head gently toward the scene on the bed, curling her body around Katie so they're both able to see the finale. She runs her hand softly over the curves of Katie's still trembling body, and Katie catches her hand, twists her fingers into Adrian's. She doesn't say anything, but she doesn't have to. Adrian tucks her chin into Katie's shoulder. When Daniil comes, she comes dramatically, though Adrian can't imagine her orgasming any other way. She lifts her left arm up to grip the bed frame, murmurs, "Jen, oh Jen, sweetheart," in a throaty voice, and then pumps her hips off the bed. 1, 2, 3. She's utterly breathtaking, displayed for them like a shining golden goddess in the warm glow of the bedside lamp. and Adrian feels awareness prickle hot and tight all over her skin. When Genevieve raises her head, Daniil pulls her in and kisses her, deep and slow. And the moment suddenly feels so intimate, so personal, that Adrian hides her face in Katie's neck. When she looks up again, Daniil is smirking and Genevieve is grinning. "Well, we should definitely do that again," Genevieve says, and Adrian blushes as Katie laughs. It's nice, though, and exciting, a tendril of warmth unfurling in her belly at the thought, and she breathes in Katie's familiar scent and curls closer and smiles blissfully at all three of them. The end.